AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to support a gun bill should it hew to its current framework.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says work is underway.
We are right now in the process of drafting this legislation, but the heavy lifting is done. All we're doing now is taking a framework and putting it into legislative text, and I'm confident that we can get there and get there soon.
Senators and their aides say the plan is to have the legislation ready in a few days, and a vote is possible before the July 4th recess. The Russian news agency TASS says WNBA star Brittany Griner's detention has been extended until July 2nd. She's been in custody since a week before Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February, charged with possession of vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We have characterized Brittany Griner as a wrongful detainee. It's precisely why we are doing everything we can to see and to affect her prompt release from Russian detention.
Griner played off-season basketball in Russia and was on her way back to the U.S. when she was arrested February 17th. Heavy rain and snowmelt touched off flooding that's cut off much of Yellowstone National Park. Park officials say all visitors except a group of backpackers have left the park as they evaluate damage from massive flooding. Roads and bridges washed out, power knocked out by the high water. Most of the country is baking in record high temperatures. National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Fracasso.
Parts of the Southwest, the Rockies, and stretching from the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, down to the Midwest, into the Southeast, all those areas are under various types of heat, either advisories or watches or warnings.
This is AP News. UPS is testing a new delivery system in New York City.
It has a horn, it's brown, has the UPS logo, and carries packages, but it's not a truck.
It's funny looking, but it's probably good for the city, right? You don't have to block up the whole road, but... like, that's not going to take a lot of packages. That's probably one building's worth of deliveries.
New Yorker Ian Lagowitz found out it's an E-Quad, a pedal-assist four-wheel electric cargo bike, like a mini slender version of the truck that UPS worker Dighton Anderson was using to deliver packages in Times Square.
It's still pretty maneuverable. Like, it can still get you in between cars if you need it.
There's only one being tested in the U.S. for now, and that's here. UPS says it's meant for dense urban areas. In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
A federal appeals court rules a North Carolina public charter school violated female students' equal protection rights by requiring them to wear skirts. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,